Joseph, Joseph, Moki, Moake, 1572. Today is the 21st of October. Mr. Moki is a 52-year-old gentleman. Comes in today for a refill of his medication, period. He also has a rash about his legs and arms, very much consistent with dermatitis, which responds to Temovate and has in the past, period. In the paragraph, he's just been between jobs. He just got a new job, so he's been out of his medication. I expect his blood sugar to be out of control, period. His medical problems is consistent with ED, diabetes, brittle, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, carotid stenosis, fatty liver, obesity, period. His previous surgeries include vasectomy. Medication, see opposite page. List is up to date. Allergy, non-social. He does use alcohol, but minimal. No smoking, and does not use any other drugs, period. Family history, no change from 7/31/2023. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He's just got a new job. And with his new job, he's been able to get his medication filled, but he had not been able to do that for some time. So I expect his A1C to be out of whack, along with his other indices, i.e. cholesterol, triglycerides, period. His colonoscopy is up to date. Put that on the maintenance. And eye exam is to be done. Since he lost his insurance, he didn't do that. His exam is blood pressure slightly elevated today, 150 over 80, but he just took his medicine. He says at home his blood sugar is controlled. Pulse 70, respiration is 18, O2 side 99%, temp 98. I'm sorry, yeah, temp 98. Heart pulse, small pulse over 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, skin shows evidence of dermatitis about the arms and patchy areas around the lower extremity. There's no evidence of Harold patch or nothing consistent with the pityriasis, period. Assessment, number one, diabetes. Number two, we had a long discussion about his medication, how he's had such a hard time getting his meds filled, how it's been difficult for him to get his A1C under control, even when he has all his medications, which includes Farxiga, Amaryl, and Jardiance, period. The paragraph, he's willing to try GLP-1. I gave him a prescription for Mounjaro, 2.5 milligrams sub-Q, see if the insurance will cover it. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, check blood work. Number four, expect the meds, accept numbers to be elevated, related to non-compliance, related to no job. Next number, atrial fibrillation. I am utero, no sign of atrial fibrillation noted. Next number, eye exam is definitely due. Next number, carotid stenosis minimum. Next number, PVD mild. Next number, A1C has been hovering around 10. Next number, low testosterone. Next number, we did not discuss this today. He's taken some supplements, and we will recheck that again, see where he stands. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, he'll come back in a month to go over his findings, and we will do the paperwork to see if we can get his GLP-1 approved. Thank you. So, as far as the rash is concerned, we're going to continue with Temovate cream. Since his blood sugar is out of control anyway, I gave him Medrol dose back, and we will see if that takes care of the problem. If not, he might have to see his dermatologist and get a biopsy. Thank you.